This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Agents showed up at Denver's immigration court Thursday and detained a family who was there at a procedural check-in. The move signals a new immigration and customs enforcement strategy in Colorado that was already underway in other states. In Denver yesterday, immigration attorneys weren't sure where the mother, father, and small child were taken, but believe they were going to a family detention center out of state. Another case of measles in Colorado. This seventh case in the state is an adult from Arapahoe County. They had recently traveled internationally on a Turkish Airlines flight, which arrived in Denver May 13th. Another passenger on that flight also contracted measles. New data on Colorado's children shows improvements in mental health and early childhood education, but that more kids are experiencing homelessness. Maya Gould is the vice president of research at the Colorado Children's Campaign, which puts together the annual Kids Count report.
Some of the main driving issues for homelessness are often related to trouble in affording housing and also an influx of more newcomer families into our state.
In 2024, more than 4,700 Colorado kids were experiencing homelessness. That's more than double the roughly 2,200 counted the year before. The report also found the number of immigrant children in the state doubled in just a year from 15,000 to 30,000. Colorado has set aside $130 million to help shore up the state's safety net hospitals and clinics. Many of those facilities are seeing an increase in uninsured patients now that the pandemic-era Medicaid expansion has ended. A bipartisan group of lawmakers agreed to borrow the money to help hospitals from Colorado's unclaimed property fund. The state will have to pay that back over the next 20 years. Colorado's small businesses could find it harder to get funding if an obscure piece of the budget bill in Washington gets passed.
When you think about a vibrant Main Street and wanting to have that whole ecosystem of very diverse businesses, likely in the short term, you'll see some of that go away.
Money for community development and what it means for Colorado communities is later in this hour. This is CPR News.